8:16, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, this Saturday is an event that's going to look a little bit different than it has in the past. Knox County Right to Life sponsoring a drive-through baby shower. It's been an event that has not been drive-through. It's been in person in the past, but with the current events going on, well, it makes sense to do it this way, and they're able to have the event benefiting the Women's Pregnancy Center. And joining us here this morning, Director of the Women's Pregnancy Center, Darlene McGarry. Darlene, good morning. How are you today?
Well, good morning, Tom. Good to be here, and I'm doing good.
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. Also, the president of Knox County Right to Life, Jennifer Remes. Jennifer, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank
good.
You.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. So let's first off, Darlene, talk a little bit about the Women's Pregnancy Center and kind of the mission for somebody who might not know about it.
Okay, the Women's Pregnancy Center, we actually are celebrating our 25th anniversary being in the community this year, which is exciting. And I have been involved as the director for a little over a year and a half now. And we serve our community and even surrounding communities, ladies coming in that are pregnant or want to be tested to see if they are pregnant and have a lot of questions and have needs of cribs, car seats, clothing, maternity clothes, things like that. And we are there to listen to them in a non-judgmental way, helping them to work through their pregnancy and some of the choices that they may want to be making. And so we're there just to love on them and help them through.
Well, and in this day and age, one of the things, I guess one of your goals, and we'll get to that with Knox County Right to Life as well, is the fact that you want to help them because you think they are making the right choice. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
And having that baby.
Yeah. They're adults and they're going to make their choices, but they're very emotional at the time and scared, and they just need somebody that they can talk to. And sometimes we're the first ones to know that they are expecting a baby. And so if we can just listen to them and ask them if we can share some information with them, share some resources, share some videos with them, then hopefully they will be well-informed enough to make the decision that they need to make. And then those who are going to stay with us, we provide them with educational lessons on the baby developing in the womb, the birth of the baby, going through labor and delivery, and then the growth of the child from toddler to teenager, and discipline, different ways to discipline, life skills, how to buy a car, how to finance a car, insurance, how to buy a home, how to clean a home, life skills in many, many areas. So there is much they can learn, and we find that they want to be better moms. And so they will go through those programs. And we're also finding dads are coming more. Mm-hmm. And that's been a real fun thing to watch. And so our moms, when they go through the lessons, they earn what is called mommy bucks. So they can exchange those mommy bucks for the items that are in our clothing closet, which is like a little tiny store. So we are now offering those mommy bucks to the dads, because if they want to come in and be and support their fiance, their girlfriend, their wife, let's encourage them. And if they want to be better fathers and go through those lessons, do the homework page, do the lesson page, then they need to be earning as well, because they're making a commitment just as the mom is. And so that is thrilling to see.
Absolutely. What I'm guessing in a lot of cases, these are men and women, either not that they don't necessarily have family, but they don't necessarily have family support that they need.
There you go. Yeah. That's it. And we had one young lady who came for a little over 2 years. And she had the support of her family, but her family didn't live here. But we became her sole support, and she was so appreciative of that.
Darlene McGarry is the director of the Women's Pregnancy Center here in Galesburg. Also with us, the president of the Knox County Right to Life, Jennifer Remes. Jennifer, talk a little bit about Knox County Right to Life, the organization, and the mission.
Well, we've been a great organization in Galesburg. We provided a lot of support to the Women's Pregnancy Center, to different, you know, we've had several major events such as the Life Chain and the We're an organization that is very ecumenical. You know, we have all the churches that we can possibly have included in our organization. It's been a well-run organization. I just came in the last couple of years, but it's been going for many, many years in Galesburg, and the everybody involved has been so supportive and so helpful and encouraging, and I think it's been a really helpful.
Well, I know you guys are really, really active in the community because we continually get information from Pat Conklin about different things that are going on.
She
so that is a good thing. No.
She's one of our strong, she's the strong leader. And we have several others, too, that are still involved, even though, you know, I'm here today and they're not.
Well, let's talk about the drive-through baby shower. Kind of talk about maybe the history of this a little bit before it was a drive-through like it is this year, and the Knox County Right to Life's involvement.
Okay, well, so I know from way back we started doing the baby shower out at Lake Story Shelter, and then it evolved just more recently, and probably for a reason, to the Women's Pregnancy Center. We started having our event held there, and now we're evolving a little bit more with all that's going on. But we have a focus, and that is we want to help women. We want to help women and their babies. They're vulnerable, but we want them to know they are loved and, you know, worthy of this help. And so now Knox County Right to Life has seen to it that we are not going to stop because of this COVID. Mm-hmm. We are going to move forward. And when the first, you know, Pat Lee is the woman that took the charge and said, we'll do it. We'll have a virtual drive-through. So for those people that can't make it on Saturday, we've also set up a Knox County Right to Life baby registry online with Amazon. So So it's been evolving into a really great event and a lot of fun.
Drive-through baby shower comes up this Saturday at the Women's for the Women's Pregnancy Center, and a drive-through event. And Darlene, talk about the partnership. It just seems like a natural with the Women's Pregnancy Center and Knox County Right to Life.
They have been such a wonderful support to the Women's Pregnancy Center, and I can't tell you. I mean, they're always reaching out to the center to help, and it's just been a blessing. They bless us with updating our phone system, and now we can hear and communicate with in three different areas, a copy or printer, two laptops, so we could use those laptops and provide videos through like a website or a YouTube that maybe we can offer to them, but we don't have it available. The girls, they're young. They want things quick and updated. So we're trying to move even more into those times because just like with COVID and having to do a drive-through shower, things are always changing. And so we've got to change with everyone else so that we can stay with them. But Knox County Right is always, what can we do for these moms and these babies? And the babies are the core. It's the moms we need to reach, but babies are the core. You know, we're trying to save those lives, and they're precious. And Knox County Life, that is their...
That's our mission.
That's their burden.
To help
that's
moms
their mission.
And their babies. And no woman should have to make the choice between the life of their child and what the world tells them is the best, that they should be able to raise this child with a lot of empowerment and hope, and with our help, you know, with Knox County Right to Life's help and the Women's Pregnancy Center, we're a great team. We're working well together.
So. Yeah, and it's unfortunate that word choice gets thrown out there like it doesn't mean a whole lot when it really does.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Well, let's talk about the specifics of the event. It won't actually be too far from the Women's Pregnancy Center, but so Colonial Baptist Church, people will pull in there off West Fremont, just a little bit west of the high school. Is that where?
Correct.
Okay, talk about how it's going to work.
It's right next door to the Women's Pregnancy Center, and their drive-through, Pastor Grimm said that we were more than welcome to use that, and so they'll just pull in there off of West Fremont into the Colonial Baptist driveway. They'll come up to us. We can greet them and take their donation, and then they can just keep right on going out on Court Street and turn left, and they're on their way. So, yeah.
So I guess I should clarify, just so people know, this the baby shower, meaning that you are bringing the items to help out with the Women's Pregnancy Center. So you do, and it looks like you have a good list of things that are definitely needed. Baby bottles, both 4 ounce and 8 ounce. Baby bath towels, baby cribs, crib mattresses, crib mattress pads, crib sheets, diaper bags, diapers in size newborn, 4, 5, and 6, wipes, that's a big one, obviously, sleepers, lightweight sleepers, obviously It is summertime, and if you can help out monetarily, I'm guessing that then the Women's Pregnancy Center will go out and you'll buy some of the items that are needed, is that right?
Yeah, it'll go into the account, and then we'll have it for the baby cribs and the car seats and even general operating expenses, things like that. Yeah. Lessons. I'm hoping next year we can upgrade our lessons. And but that's going to take some money. It's going to take a little time. So, but that's a goal.
Darlene McGarry is director of the Women's Pregnancy Center here in Galesburg. Jennifer Remus, president of Knox County Right to Life, joining us. The drive-through baby shower this Saturday gets underway at 9 o'clock. Is that right? 9 to 11?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so if somebody is not able to get there, not able to participate, but would love to help out, whether it's monetarily or with some diapers, whatever the case may be, what can they do? How do they contact you?
They could contact us at 343-4739 at the Pregnancy Center. They could contact through our Facebook page, send a private message. We check that out. They could drop it off to the facility on Mondays, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, or Wednesdays, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Or if they'll come, call, I'll even pick it up. So, you know, but we'll receive it any way we can.
Well, this is a, you know, a 2-hour event on one day, but this is a 365 and a half day year venture that you need help.
It is. It is.
And same, Jennifer, with Knox County Right to Life. If somebody would like to help out, whether monetarily or whatever they can do, or volunteering in some ways.
Absolutely. We are so, we feel so blessed for anyone that wants to volunteer and become part of Knox County Right to Life as a member. We welcome all. So definitely. And don't forget the Amazon. That's another good way to to donate through the Knox County Right to Life Baby Registry.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, all right. Send it right through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anything else we need to know about the event or about, first off, the Women's Pregnancy Center?
The Women's Pregnancy Center could always use some volunteers as well. And I would like to share one of the other things that we want so much is for them to know how much God loves them. And so we do share the gospel with them and hope that they will come to see how much Jesus loves them and their little one. And he will be there for them no matter what. And we're all like a rose. That stem has thorns. So even when we come to know Christ, we're still going to be on bumpy roads. It's not all peaches and cream after that, but that's our growth spurts, and we want them to know that as well.
And I guess part of it is, you know, when, like we said, people with not necessarily any family support, and yes, when they're physically at the shelter, they know there are people there and they're loved, but they need to know there's somebody out there that loves them even when they're not physically present.
Our pregnancy center is a very homey, and that is one of the most comments that we received, how comfortable and warm it is. And that's what has to happen. They have to be comfortable because then they can relax and start talking.
Jennifer Remus, anything else we need to know about the Knox County Right to Life?
Oh, well, we're like I said, we're grateful. We're moving forward with this COVID. We feel so blessed that we were able to have our major fundraisers that happened before COVID came. So and we're moving forward with a lot of fortitude and hope for especially the month of October. That's a lot of our educational time and for the community with the Life Chain and with the Festival for Life. We're still going to move forward with that. And yes, we just hope to see people and be there. And we're there for everyone. So,
Drive-Through Baby Shower for the Women's Pregnancy Center will sponsored or hosted by the Knox County Right to Life this Saturday, 9 to 11. You pull in the driveway at Colonial Baptist Church right next to the Women's Pregnancy Center on West Fremont, just a little bit west of the high school there. And again, items that they need if you would like to help out. Baby bottles, 4 ounce and 8 ounce, baby bath towels, baby cribs, crib mattresses, crib mattress pads, crib sheets, diaper bags, diapers, anywhere from size newborn, 4, 5s, and 6s, wipes, lightweight sleepers, and if you'd like to help out monetarily or help out with all those things, if you'd like to, that would be, I'm sure that would be appreciated.
Hey,
you can afford that. That would be great. Darlene, Jennifer, thank you so much this morning. Thank you for what you're doing for our community.
Thank you. Thanks to our community. Yeah. We're grateful for everyone that helps.